Grace to you and welcome to the DDP for the 18th of October. I'm your host, Paul White. We have arrived at the 28th verse of 1 Corinthians 10. But if anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord and all its fullness. There is some interesting things about this 28th verse. First of all, that last phrase, for the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, that is the same phrase Paul uses in verse 26. That's from Psalms 24:1. However, the earliest Greek manuscripts that we have of this text do not contain that tack on at the end of verse 28. That could be what we call an interpolation. That's taking something from a previous passage and dropping it into a passage that it did not originally belong. This could be that some later scribe they don't feel like they're adding to the text. They feel like they're clarifying by taking what was in the text and moving it to another verse. Famous moment of this is in Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. That "who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit" is definitely an interpolation. It's not in any Greek manuscript. It was added later by scribes from deeper in the chapter. So I don't like to comment too deeply on those things because, you know, it's been there for years. It appears that it was not there in the original Greek. So what I do know is Paul uses 24:1 back in the 26th verse. I don't know that this is Paul at the end. The scribe could be adding it to repeat the fact that your conscience is clean because everything belongs to the Lord. So let's leave that where it sits and just deal with that 28th verse. If anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, don't eat it for the sake of the one who told you and for conscience sake. So you need to connect this to 27 and this situation in which Paul is describing that you're sitting at dinner and you're with an unbeliever. We covered what that means yesterday. You wanted to be there, so you're there, and you eat what's set in front of you, and you don't worry about it. But if someone at the table says this was offered to idols, then don't eat it. The reason for that is because if someone at the table says that, then it bothers someone at the table that it was offered to idols. And the fact that it bothers them should be a warning flag to you to don't eat it because you care enough for the conscience of the person that said it. So they say, hey, this meat was offered to idols. Paul says, don't eat it for the sake of the one who told you and for conscience sake. 29, conscience, I say, not your own, but that of the other. So it's not your conscience. Your conscience is clean. But it's the person at the table who brought it up whose conscience matters, because other people's conscience matter. That's the whole point of this all things are lawful for me. But they're lawful, but I don't do them because they don't help my neighbor and they don't edify my neighbor. And I'm supposed to be concentrating on seeing my neighbor brought into discipleship. And how can I do that if I'm offending them at every turn? This is a great question, that last sentence of verse 29. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? Great question. I think the answer is, it is judged by another man's conscience, but it shouldn't be. I mean, it shouldn't affect whether or not you feel you have liberty. You'd have it. But liberty is checked by the man that owns it, not by outsiders. And so true responsibility is when liberty is checked by the man that has it. So when you have liberty, check that liberty at the doorstep of your neighbor's conscience. Is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? The answer is no. It's not judged to the point that I don't have liberty because of someone else's conscience. I check my liberty because of someone else's conscience. The conscience of your neighbor is vital. It's important. I think when you couch this with 27, which is that whole go to dinner example, you realize that Paul's using an example that works for the early church. It works for his Jewish audience. Tomorrow we'll get into why it's not only his Jewish audience, it's also his Gentile audience, and it's his Christian audience. A distinction that is rarely made is between three groups, the Jew, the Gentile, the Christian. He'll do that before this chapter's out. But it's an example that works for his Jewish audience because of that, those traditions of not eating with sinners and, you know, not eating with unwashed hands and not eating just anything that's put in front of you. And so now he's broken down the barriers and those walls that don't allow you to do that, but he's rebuilding a new set of walls. And one of the things that needs repeated, and I think maybe more so now than ever in Grace communities, is while the finished work has torn down the walls and the parameters of the law of Moses in your life, the Holy Spirit has built invisible walls in your conscience and in the way you relate to your neighbor. And these walls are more, probably even more important than the laws of the Old Testament, because they're the law of liberty. And what's the law of liberty mean? It means you have liberty and you're governed by it. And being governed by your own liberty means that you're able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit who's putting up, and this is my term, that whole invisible walls thing, that's just my term, but he's putting up these invisible walls, the Holy Spirit is, whereby he says, don't cross this wall because there's someone at this table who will be greatly offended. And offending them would be a problem. And it would be something you don't want to do, as Paul says in another place, while the world stands, I don't want to offend them. So that needs to be considered. So, again, they say it's offered to idols, don't eat it. But don't eat it because of your issue. Eat it because they have a conscience that is offended by it. Their conscience offended, not your conscience offended. Why is your liberty judged by another man's conscience? Well, sometimes it is. Let me go give you one more. Well, it is judged. It doesn't have to be. It's judged by their conscience, but you don't have to give up your liberty for their conscience. You need to check that liberty by the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me give you another one from Paul, Romans 14, 16. Don't let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Here's another eating and drinking passage. The kingdom is not what you put in your mouth. However, don't let your good be spoken of as evil. Why would your good ever be spoken of as evil? Because you're not allowing your brother, context here, your brother's grieving because of your food, and you're not walking in love. That's Romans 14, 15. Your brother is grieved because of your food and you're no longer walking in love. Don't destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Same principle from Romans 14 being dragged over into 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Got a couple announcements that are very important. I'll make them tomorrow at the start of the podcast, and we're going to close our look at the 10th chapter. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.